We begin the Cavalcade of the Arts right now. I'm Heidi Holton with Scott Hall. Joining us in the studio is Executive Director of McCroskey Arts Center, Katie Marshall. Katie, thanks for coming in.
Thanks for having me.
It's July 5th. Of course, it's the first Friday, but what a crazy first Friday with everything that's going on in every community. But that doesn't mean there's less things going on in downtown Grand Rapids, does
it?
Nope,
we're ready for it. Yeah, it's been a busy week. And
wow.
Always fun to install shows with an extra day off during the week.
So. Yeah.
It's been a whirlwind around the Mac.
Where are you at? We'll get to what's at the McCroskeys in a moment, but are you guys set up or you got a lot more work to do today?
Well, it depends on what happened yesterday when I wasn't there. So
okay.
We'll see when I go in this morning.
She's cracking the whip. We'll see what's going on. All right, let's talk about what's going on throughout downtown Grand Rapids.
Yeah, so let's see. For the art walk this month, we've got at Frame Up, Kelly Ray Tice and her dog Izzy will be there. Mm-hmm. And they'll be displaying some of her new work. And Kelly's take on natural images such as turtles, birds, and fish look right at home in the frame-up environment. So you can enjoy Kelly's work and listen to Michaela Smith rocking out on her ukulele. Project Carefree Clinic is going to have a big open house event welcoming their new executive director, Tiffany Schleppengrell. And the Fish Heads, a folk and bluegrass duo from Duluth, will be playing. I know there'll be some local folks joining them as well. And artist, educator, and KXC volunteer Shannon Fitch will be showcasing some of the children's artworks and her own collection of work as well. And it looks like the sun is shining, so they're planning to have added arts and crafts booths set up outside, plus refreshments and all of that. So it sounds like a fun night down there at Project Care. At Lake Lover Vintage, they're going to be doing a make and take event with their infamous bobber lanterns. I wonder what makes them infamous. So you can come and make your own. Each lighted lantern will be $10, and they will also have treats. Itasca Vintage Car Club is setting up again in the parking lot at the corner of Highway 2 and 1st Avenue Northwest, also known as the Old Kramer's Lot. So you can stop by there. You can also check out the First Friday food truck, which will be Chad's Meat Wagon in the same parking lot. So grab some barbecue, check out the cars. They'll be set up, and all vintage or special interest cars are welcome if you've got one you want to bring. In Central Square Mall, Crafted by Itasca Life Options will be open. They show artwork created by artists of all abilities. I know they just finished a screen printing project over at McCroskey, so maybe they'll have some of that on display. And then in the mall center court, Maggie Fuller is going to be signing copies of her debut novel, Saving the Ghost, from 4 to 6 p.m. So you can stop by and get your copy signed by her in Bender's. Bender's Shoes, they're going to be welcoming guest artist Lori Harder. She's an oil painter. And her favorite subjects are landscapes, animals, and fantasy art. So you can stop by Bender's and check that out. I also happen to notice some sale signs in the window, so always a good chance to buzz through there. At Stained Glass with Class, they're hosting Cindy Ganter of Cindy Bird Designs. She makes decorative habitats for birds and handcrafted birdhouses. Then in Central School, you can head up to the third floor, check out the artists in the loft, see what they've been up to. Mary Myers Corwin is working on her portraits of 22 service animals, and Leah Yellowbird's working on a large mural, so they both have some exciting things going on. And Old Central School is also hosting a storytelling audio exhibit by the Minnesota Interfaith Power and Light. You can hear some people telling their stories from an environmental ancestry storytelling audio exhibit. So that'll be set up in the school. At Brood Awakenings, their featured artwork this month is a showcase of three generations of artists from the family of Barb Popkin. And the evening will include music by folk singer, storyteller, and KXC friend Danny Friedman from 4 to 6 p.m. And then Unwind Up North is going to be joining the First Friday Art Walk for the first time this month. They're going to have live music by Sam Miltich, and photographer Jordan Weiss will be on site. And, of course, they have a great selection of wine. Let's see, you can also, towards the end of the art walk, you can hit up the VFW from 7 to 10 p.m. Sam Miltich and friends have, their guest this month is Doug Haining on winds. And the Itasca County Historical Society is doing a ghost tour at 8:30 p.m., which we'll be leaving from the Historical Society. It's $10 per person fee, and you better check in with them to register because I know those fill up.
We were trying to figure out where the ghost tour places are, the haunted places are.
Well, I have to take the tour.
Do you have any idea?
I don't know, but I saw
it's a walking tour.
It's a walking tour. I saw a tour coming back a couple days ago. They have everybody has little lanterns. You walk along with lanterns. It looked fun, yeah.
Well, I got to do one of those haunted tours one time at the Capitol in St. Paul.
Oh, wow.
It's very exciting.
Yeah, that would be creepy. Yeah. After hours.
Yeah. Yeah.
All of this stuff is within 3 or 4 blocks, so it's an easy walk.
Do it all on foot. It's incredible.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, cool stuff going on. So let's talk about McCroskey Art Center.
Yes. Yeah, we've got a lot going on, of course. We've got 2 great exhibits this month. Our featured artists are Meg Ojala. She's a professor of art at St. Olaf College in Northfield. She'll be displaying her most recent photography project, which is of bogs. And a lot of them are some local bogs. She's been was up here doing some of her photography over the past couple of years. So that's on display, and it's really interesting. She's displayed it in a really neat way. They're kind of displayed. Some of them are magnified and displayed at angles to really kind of make you feel like you're meandering through a bog and checking out the different species. So it's a fun exhibit, immersive exhibit. And then in our Minnesota gallery, we have our very first visiting artist, Athena Latoka, has been with us for the last month. She came in the first part of June and participated in an iron pour at the Minnesota Museum of Mining with Igneous Metal Arts. And she has since been working on the pieces that were created during that. She directed a free pour where they basically just poured the molten iron into sand and waited to see what happened. So
did you go to that with your boys?
The boys and I went. They carved a couple little molds. Typically, they'll pour into a sand mold, but so then they come out in a particular size and shape, which was fun. But Athena's pour, it was a free pour, and so she's got these organic pieces of varying sizes and weights that those are the ones that we're waiting to see how they have. Most of the installation was supposed to be happening yesterday, so they're going to be hung on the wall in theory. Several hundred pounds and some of the pieces involved. So it'll be exciting to see that come together and see the culmination of her work on that. And she's an artist from New York, originally born in Alaska. And she's a very well-known national artist. And we're excited to have her here in Grand Rapids creating some work inspired by our landscape.
So tell us what you mean by the inaugural visiting artist.
Well, I really hope to eventually have an artist residence program where artists come to visit our community on a more regular basis, and we can have some of that cross-pollination of ideas between our local artists and folks from other places. So,
now you mean to stay around for about a month?
I think we've learned from this process that a month is probably about the minimum because it's gone so fast.
Oh, wow.
It's gone by really quickly. So we kind of stumbled into this one. It kind of came together. You know, we talked about the exhibit, and then the idea came for her to be here and create some of this work, and so it just kind of came together, and we had a very generous donation of a local cabin for her to stay in. Otherwise, it could have been a very costly month for us.
But, right.
So, yeah.
Yeah, so down the road, that is something you guys are trying to think about, like where these artists could stay, if there are generous folks who love the arts that might want to donate a house, for instance.
Absolutely.
You would be open to that?
Talk to me. Yes, I'm putting it out there into the universe. If you know a place that would make a great artist residence, come talk to me.
Yeah, I would love it too. We've talked before about like having a visiting writer or having a visiting writer program in town where you would apply and then you could come and work on this stuff, but also be giving some classes or do readings. And
yeah, it's just cool. It's great to have that. Like I said, that cross-pollination of ideas. So you can come down to the MAC tonight, meet Athena and Meg. They'll both be there. We have music by Ariana Aiken on the piano. Nana Shells is bringing in some food again, so it should be a really fun night. And as always, you can get more information at mccrosteyartcenter.org, and the art walk map is at grandrapidsarts.org.
Okay, so before you go, though, we want to hear about what's going on next weekend, because, of course, there's no time for resting.
No, there's not.
Summertime.
Next weekend, July 13th is our annual Downtown Art Fair, so that's going to be from 9 to 4 on the Central School grounds. Forecast is looking decent, I would say.
Okay.
Maybe a little cooler, which would be excellent. Last year was quite warm. But we have over 20 different artist vendors. We've got food. Nana Shells is going to be setting up a food booth there. They're going to have some breakfast stuff in the morning, and then they're going to do lunch as well. I don't remember the exact menu, but sarmas are involved for part of it.
Oh, boy.
And then Up North Kettle Corn is going to have some food as well. We've got music by Annie Humphrey in the morning and Mike Miller in the afternoon, so a couple local favorites. We'll have art activities going on and some different make and take art projects. And then Good Space Murals is back in town. They were here last year for a community painting party at our art fair. And this year we're going to be working on a mosaic project for a new mural going up on the side of our building. So folks can come and participate in that and be a part of a new public art project. So
okay. Wow. Katie Marshall from McCroskey Art Center. If you have any questions, you can give us a call at 800-662-5799. Have a great day and night, Katie.
Thank you very much.